Today with Joseph Prince.
When God justifies you, God is just in justifying you. It is not at the expense of his righteousness. Amen. His righteousness has been fully met in the cross of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you all ready? Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. You see, when God gave the law and someone says, you know, I'm not so bad, you know, I don't do bad things and all that. And he says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, I've been faithful to my wife. Well, God says, have you ever committed adultery in your head with your eyes? Bang, everybody is guilty. So that every mouth may be stopped and all the world will become guilty. No one can boast in God's presence. Can I have a good amen? Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh, Chinese flesh, Indian flesh, no flesh, I don't care what kind of flesh, no flesh will be justified by the law in God's sight. Because flesh, when it comes to flesh, everything natural. In God's eyes, nothing of the flesh can justify you. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Then we come to this, verse 21. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. Witnessed by the law and the prophets, like Moses and Elijah saw it. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. All right? So the righteousness of God comes to all. This is not universalism. Not everybody is saved automatically. I don't believe that. But I believe Jesus died for everyone. Praise the Lord. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You know, we know this verse from young. I mean, the moment you become a Christian, one of the first verse you learn is, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Nobody tells you the verse before that. That the righteousness of God is to all and on all. And verse 23 is sandwiched with the righteousness of God. Next verse, being justified freely. No one taught us this. We were taught all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How about you all? You all had the same experience? All right, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Being justified freely by His grace. Isn't this wonderful? Being justified freely. Gratuitously. Without a cost. Free gift. Amen. Say freely. Free. Being justified freely. Do you know, in God's eyes, you are justified freely. Freely on your part. Without a cost. Gratuitously. On your part. You don't need to do anything. But on God's part, God gave His Son. On Jesus' part, He gave His life on the cross. On your part, freely. You are being justified freely. Praise God. So God set forth as a prop. You can bring the ark out now. Whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood. That's a big word. That's a big word. Propitiation. Now I knew that you'll be looking down there. All right. What is coming? Let me just tell you. What is coming is the ark. So look as much as you want to. All right? It's the Ark of the Covenant, for real. We sent this to be made some time back, and very hard to make this, okay? Okay, not too front, okay? It's solid, no? Not solid gold. It's meant to reflect gold. By the way, the measurements, as far as possible that we can do it, all right, we try to follow the measurements of the Bible based on the cubits. All right, your elbow to your longest finger here, the cubits, 2.5. So this is the furniture that speaks the most of Jesus. Now that we have seen the furniture, look up here. Whom God set forth as a propitiation. That's a big word. God set Jesus, context, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This Christ Jesus, God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith. To demonstrate His righteousness, because in God's forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. Not your past life, nothing to do with you here. Old Testament saints, God passed over their sins, all right? But not at the expense of His righteousness, because of the mercy seat. So this word propitiation is a big word, but actually it's used only twice in the New Testament. But it's used everywhere that you find the word mercy seat, which is this part. The covering, the mercy seat is a cover of a lid, all right, of this oblong shape. This mercy seat, and the blood is sprinkled here. This mercy seat, this piece, this cover, kiporeth in Hebrew, this mercy seat where it receives the blood between the wings of the cherubim. And by the way, this is the place where no Zika virus can come. This is where no terror can come near. This is where no disease, all right? We're going to see that in a while's time. But this is where David is saying, some people believe it's Moses who wrote Psalms 91. Some believe it's David. I believe it's David. Moses wrote the one before, Psalms 90, all right? David says, between the wings of the cherubim, therefore in the shadow of your wings I'll rejoice. God will cover you with feathers. Under his wings, you'll take refuge. Amen. The idea there is that you are in the place of safety. Wings speaks of protection. So have this in mind when you travel. Have this in mind when you read bad news, when you hear bad news. Know this, you are not an ordinary person. Amen. All right? Now, God set forth Jesus as a mercy seat by his blood. So this is where the blood is sprinkled. Okay? All right, show them the place of where the Ark of the Covenant is found. Okay? Let's go down to the old ancient camp of Israel. They are encamped in such a way, this is not our fanciful thoughts, you know. They are camped in this way, in a cross. In the Old Testament, God's people, Israel, is camped like that. So you have the altar of burnt offering. Now you can't see the Ark of the Covenant because it's in the Holy of Holies. The holiest place of all is where the Ark is, okay? So when we touch on the Ark, we touch on the mercy seat, we are touching on the holiest subject ever. So right at the heart of holiness, the holiest thing you can ever preach, the holiest thing you can ever meditate on is the mercy, is the grace of God. Amen. We have a picture of the priest going right in front, all right, putting the incense here. And this is where once a year on Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement in Israel, ancient Israel. Today, they don't have the temple anymore, but they still observe the Day of Atonement as a solemn day of fasting and prayer. Amen. But Jesus is our true atonement. But in that Day of Atonement in the Old Testament, the priest will come in here with the blood, okay? And he will sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat, all right? When he sprinkles the blood on the mercy seat, follow me now because I'm going to show you something that this, to help you understand verse 25. Don't forget, the word propitiation is mercy seat, mercy seat. So once a year, the priest will bring the blood of the bullock, show them Leviticus, where it says this, he shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. By the way, the place of entrance into the Holy of Holies is the east side. I believe it's like this on the side. It will not hinder his coming. The blood of the bull is a picture of Jesus Christ, the sacrificial victim. Amen. The innocent dying for the guilty. All of us are guilty. The Jesus, it is said of Jesus, in him is no sin. He did no sin. He knew no sin. All right? Took the blood, the priest takes the blood, okay, and then he comes in, and this is what he does. Read that. He will sprinkle his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. So I'm on the east side, he will sprinkle it on the mercy seat. And before the mercy seat, that means where I'm standing now, he will sprinkle the blood with the blood seven times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Why? Why once on the mercy seat? Seven before the mercy seat. It's a beautiful picture. Seven in the Bible is a number of perfection. Okay? Why seven times here and once here? Because Jesus only had to die once. Are you listening? Seven times is a perfect, the place when you come before God. Remember this, though you have sinned, don't be afraid to come to God. It's a new and living way. Even though you have sinned, you can come to God boldly. Why? Because the place where you're standing has been sprinkled seven times. You have a perfect standing before God. Amen. Right in the Holy of Holies. Therefore, brethren, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. It's no more the throne of judgment for the believer. It's a throne of grace. Amen. To obtain mercy. Mercy is for when you fail. And to find grace to help in time of need. Is it a time of need for you today? Has a doctor told you something that broke your heart? Have you heard something from your daughter or from a friend that sort of saddens you? Have you watched the news or something like that and it involves your line of work? Are you afraid of what you've heard last night from someone or the media or whatever? Is a time of need for you? Well, you can find grace to help in time of need. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now we're going to bring this to a close. Watch this. Jesus in Matthew. Look at this. Matthew. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He came down the slopes of Mount Olivet, and he was, you all been there before, the place where Jesus wept. You all have all been there. He rode down on the donkey. He came down, all right? And this is what he said. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He looked at the city and said, he wept. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's very sad. But look at this. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were not willing. So God will never force protection on you. Jesus was willing to cover them. Literally, he was making reference also, wings are wings of protection. Wings is always a picture of protection. Amen? So literally, Jesus is saying, he's telling them, how I wish I would have gathered you like this. I would have gathered you like a mother hen would gather her chicks under the wings. Have you seen how that's where you get them chicken-hearted. They are very cowardly creatures. When it comes to the young, I've seen it before. All right? Although I was born in Singapore, I'm a Singaporean and all that, I lived for 8 years. My father was working in Malaysia and we stay in the kampong area. And I was about 7 years old at the time. Six, 7 years old. And I've seen small chickens, when I chase them on their own, they will run. Clack, 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 you know? But when it comes to the young, they will turn around and they will raise up their wings. Regardless of how big I am. And then I am running. Amen? They'll protect their young. It's the idea of protection. And you have this imagery in the greatest of all Psalms, Psalms 91. At a time like this, when the world has become a place that people are afraid to travel, people are afraid to go out, people are afraid to, all kinds of things, even haste. We can believe and ask God for protection from the harmful effects of haste. There's no real study, all right, exhaustive enough yet to know the harmful effects of haste. It's at the level that we are taking and every year some more, all right, consistently. But I'll tell you one thing, believe God for protection. All right, Jesus told them, how I wish I would gather you. You were not willing. Remember those words, you were not willing. Some people say, why don't God just do it anyway? You cannot. You must have the consent. If God can do that, God can stop Adam from sinning, the very first man. All right, God says, you're not willing. And in another gospel, he says that now you are left to yourself. And then armies will come, which came in AD 70. All right, I believe he also foresaw the Holocaust. They didn't realize that they are a nation most hated by Satan. Because from them came all the prophets of the Bible. From them came the Savior of the world. Psalms 91 is full of, it starts with, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Right? When you travel, look around. In the world that we live in today, there is like a sense of unprotectedness. A child, a baby, the moment a baby is born, you must swaddle the baby. If not, the baby gets frightened. The baby cries. He cries over his movement. He needs to be swaddled. From beginning, God is showing us, man was created to be swaddled with his love. You must live. Give them Jude 21, 20. All right, 21 says, 20, 21. Oh, yep. First verse, you all know, verse 20 is praying in the Spirit. But look at verse 21. Keep yourself in the love of God. Now, keep here is to protect from loss and injury in the Greek. Keep yourself in the love of God. You must always feel that God loves you. You must always practice the love. Even though you don't feel it, say it. God loves me. Say it. Say it right now. God loves me. Say, God gave Jesus for me. Say, Jesus loved me. Died in my place. Say, I am loved. So, friend, I'm telling you, when you practice the love of Jesus, you wind up first. You wind up nearer to God's heart. And you protect yourself. Don't have a sense like, I'm flying next week and I feel vulnerable. I feel unprotected. The devil wants you to do that. See the Goliath, his name means to strip. To strip. So when Goliath is shouting at Israel, don't forget, all these are really real events, real characters, real people, real persons. David's a real person, Goliath is a real person. But for us today, the enemy is not a person. The enemy is what he represents. And he represents the enemy that comes to you and say, you know, you don't have this, you are dirty, you are unclean, trying to strip you of that righteousness, consciousness, then tell you that, you see all these things happening, God doesn't love you, you are forsaken, no one cares about you anymore. You know, to make you feel unloved. But you gotta, this is war. I said this is war. And that's why Satan's name is called the accuser. Huh? You gotta keep yourself in the love of God. You gotta hear sermons like what Pastor Prince offers. Right, I'm serious. Yeah, sometimes I'm scared to offer sermons from elsewhere also because I do not know what they preach. But I know what I preach. And I'm not the only good preacher, all right? There are many other good preachers. But I'm scared to represent other people before I do an investigation of what they preach. But I know what I preach. I know that if you listen to my sermon again and again, you will feel loved by God. Amen. Look at this from New Living Translation. For He will rescue you. God will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. Say amen. Amen. Every time I say like that, okay, you say amen. All right, that's what Israel did. Amen means be it unto me, Father. Amen. All right, He will rescue you from every trap, amen. And protect you from deadly disease. Amen. He will cover you with His feathers. Amen. See the imagery? He will shelter you with His wings. Amen. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Or you can say the mosquito that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness. You never know. You never know. No, my friend, he never knew he had this disease. No, when he went to check up, all of a sudden, you know, I do not know. Don't live that way. Do not be afraid. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Whether it's a bomb or whatever it is. Though 1,000 fall at your side. Pastor Prince, are you saying these things don't happen? No. Though 1,000 fall at your side. At your side. That's very near, isn't it? Though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Will not touch you. Go back to Romans 3. We'll close with this. Being justified freely, praise God by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness. All right? In other words, people are saying, how can God forgive all the sins based on blood of bulls and goats? How can God accept all the forgiveness of sins just by covering sins every year? If God is holy and righteous, how can God just forgive Israel just based on covering their sins every year? Now God is about to demonstrate His righteousness, His fairness, all right? Because in His forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, not referring to our past life here, referring to Israel in the Old Testament. All right, now watch this. I'm gonna give you the New Living Translation here so you understand. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when He held back and did not punish those who sin in times past. Can you see it? Now Jesus will pay. It's like a Visa card. Every year, cover. Covering is not payment. It's like your Visa card. Your Visa card is not payment. Hello, it's not payment, okay? You must pay it, right? So Jesus is a true payment. He came and He died for all the sins that were covered on Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. He paid for them all. And He died for all of us who would live in the future. Because Jesus is eternal, all right? He's outside time. Amen. All right? His sacrifice is eternal, I mean. It's outside time. Okay? Praise God. Go back to Romans 3, New King James. All right, verse 26. To demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. God is just in becoming your righteousness. God, you see, God is demonstrating His righteousness. Grace is not something that is compromised. People talk about grace as if it's a compromise. Oh, grace is good, you know. Grace is something, but it always has a tone of, it's a compromise. Law is not a compromise. But here it says, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that God might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Hey, He's your justifier. When God justifies you, God is just in justifying you. It is not at the expense of His righteousness. Amen. His righteousness has been fully met in the cross of Jesus Christ. All the claims of divine holiness on your life, on my life, on your family has been fully met in the blood of Jesus shed at the cross. God is now righteous in declaring you righteous. God didn't do it out of mercy. Mercy sent his son. All right? Mercy saw our need. But this is not mercy. This is judicial terms. God is righteous in making us righteous. That's why I understand when you say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, you pay God the greatest compliment. You're giving God the greatest glory. You are saying, in essence, that Jesus died for my sins. God raised him when I was justified in Christ. That God is justified. God is righteous. Whenever you confess, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, all of God's characteristics and attributes come in one. And people don't have this revelation. They think, how can you say that? How can you say that? They are more into confessing your sins. And I believe in confessing of sins. I believe in saying sorry. I believe that there's a place for that. But we don't confess to be forgiven today. We confess because we are forgiven. But the greatest confession we can make in the New Testament is to confess that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. In Christ, Jesus, our righteousness. With every mouth, that if you confess your mouth, Jesus is your Lord, believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. You gotta believe that. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Have you learned something? Give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you're watching this right now, be it in Grace Revolution Church in Dallas or anywhere else you're watching this, in all the places all over Singapore, or whenever you're tuning in to watch this, God is reaching out to you. He loves you. He cares for the things you're crying over. He cares for that child. He cares for your broken heart. Whatever ails you, the devil wants you to look at yourself, your troubles, your sorrows, your sins, your uncleanness. But the Holy Spirit is saying to you, look to Jesus. He is the mercy seat. And it's done judicially. Jesus has died that you might live. He was punished that you might be blessed. Will you believe on him? Will you confess him as your Savior and Lord? If that is you, wherever you are right now, say this with me right now. Say, Heavenly Father, Jesus said, he that comes to me, I will not cast out. He said, come unto me, I will give you rest. I come to you, Lord Jesus. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus died on the cross as my sin offering. He bore my sins and all the punishments thereof. And he rose from the dead as a declaration that I have been justified, acquitted, my sins all put away. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I believe you really love me. Help me, Father. Give me grace to realize, to be more conscious of the length, the depth, the breadth, the height of your love for me. Through Jesus. In Jesus' name. Jesus Christ is my Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. You are now saved. I pronounce you saved. Amen. Your sins have been remitted by the blood of Jesus. God is not against you. God is for you. When you go to God's throne, it's not a throne of judgment. It's a throne of grace. When you fail, run to the throne to obtain mercy. Amen. And find grace to help in time of need. Amen. The more you go, the more you live, the more you go, the more you get. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus.
This month, as a thank you for your support to the ministry, we would like to send you Joseph's brand new book, Hope That Never Fails, along with a special bonus 2-CD sermon. If you are struggling or in a hopeless situation, God wants to impart fresh hope to you today. Based on 8 of Joseph's foundational messages, this book will inspire you to lay hold of every promise God has for you and live life with a confident expectation of God's goodness towards you every day. And for a specific gift, you will also receive this specially curated Hope in Him gift set. Dive deeper into the scriptures with Joseph and learn what Bible hope means for you today. Discover why you can hope against all hope and step into the abundant life that Christ has purchased for you.
God is putting right now in your valley a door of hope. His name is Jesus. When you open the door, you'll find life and life more abundantly.
Request these faith-building resources today. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org.
If you are anxious and fearful about something today, maybe you are worried about your health or about your children's safety, I would like to pray the Lord's protection over you and your loved ones right now. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that your divine protection be upon everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them and their families safe. Father, in Jesus' name, preserve and protect and keep them from every danger, from every harm, from terror, from tragedy, and from all the powers of darkness. Protect them, Father, from every infection, from every disease. No plague, no COVID-19 virus will come near them, and no evil shall befall them, for you give your angels charge over them to keep them in all their ways. Through the blood of Jesus, protect them from everything that would hurt and destroy them and their families. Right now, Father, uproot every fear in their hearts. Let your love, your perfect love, and your peace guard their hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Amen. Now just receive His protection for you and your family right now and start to feel secure in Christ. My friend, I encourage you to keep tuning into our broadcasts. You can watch our program online at josephprince.tv. It is a great way to consume the gospel and fill your heart with the promises of God. And with josephprince.tv, you can watch our broadcasts on all your devices 24/7. Sign up for an account today and we'll send you an encouraging teaching resource as my gift to you. God bless you.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.